certain amount of gas in your atmosphere, the correct sort of gas. These are just a few things that are needed to be all in the exact correct pattern for life to start forming.
No, so this doesn't happen for every planet.
No.
Just because there's all those factors don't come together.
Correct.
Okay. But for people to think that life on other planets could not exist, it'd be a bit immature.
Exactly.
Obviously, we know different, but it would seem like all those factors could not happen on just one planet out of all the billions that there are.
Correct. The chances of life happening on your planet is approximately 1,000,000 to 1. But that is not such a high factor when you think how many stars there are in your galaxy. And then you narrow it down to how many would be able to create life. But there is an important phrase to remember. Life as you know it.
Right. So various planets would be completely different.
Correct.
In all factors. So the same factors here that make life possible would be totally fatal to some other place where the life would be started off at.
A different form. Right. Correct.
Okay. So that's why with Hades Base, there's so many different kinds of people up there.
Correct. We have our interstellar department. We have our navigation department. We have the technicians. We have pilots, but all of different species and skin color. We have the Syrians, the Tularians, the Tanaxians, all different.
But how is it everybody got together to work together? I mean, it would seem like most of these races would not get to even know each other, much less work together as one unit.
Correct. That is, these individuals are enlightened individuals. If you take a planet with a population of approximately 2 billion, which is the approximate population of your planet, correct? That is correct?
More or less. About 4 billion.
4 billion.
Okay. And you think how many people are on Hades Base? Now, if you divide that by the number of different species or different planets of origin, you come up with less than 0.00001% of a planet. Now, if you spread that throughout all the various commands, it is less than 0.3 zeros and 1.
Now, would this mean then that some of those people who are on Hades Base come from stars like ours, whereby a majority of the people are not highly evolved, but then a minority are?
Yes.
And that minority then would become part of Ashtar Command.
Ashtar Command or one of the other clans.
And so do they ever go back to try to work with their own planets?
Some do.
Kind of like a guide factor, I guess it is.
Yes. Some will be artificially inseminated into a woman to help evolve the species with pre-programmed knowledge that will be activated at particular times in an individual's life.
This sounds very familiar.
So,
like, for example, take, well, our Messiah, Christ.
Ah, yes.
Now, theoretically, that could have been an enlightened being who was then artificially inseminated into one Mary.
You cannot confirm or deny that.
Right, but it's open for theory, I guess.
It's open for discussion, most certainly.
Right. Oh. So, in other words, theoretically, there are all planets like that could have their Christ and such.
Correct.
Oh, I see. How would a person choose to do such a thing? I mean, that would be take a major commitment.
It would only take a certain amount of their allotted
time. I see. Okay, I will put that there. Interesting thoughts. Alright, my next question is on, we were discussing last week elementals and nature spirits.
Okay.
Alright. I want to dwell on that a little bit more this week by wondering, questions on the wind.
Yes.
And whether the if there would be, you might say, sentient forces that guide that.
Sentient in a way that you would not understand.
Right. But sentient in the way that it would work with all other entities to create the balance needed.
On that level of existence.
Right. For example, trees need wind to spread their pollen.
Yes.
And then the wind comes along, pollen gets off, and procreates other trees.
Correct.
It would seem like there's a kind of a conscious agreement that's reached.
Theoretically, yes. It is a complicated issue without getting into a theological discussion on another name for spirits is karma.
Oh, okay.
To use...
Is karma?
A Japanese expression.
Right. Yeah, I know karma. I never quite thought of spirits being...
The religion of Shintoism is...
Right.
The term for spirit is karma.
Mm.
To them, everything has karma.
Right. But in our dealings with karma, it's that that which you do comes back later.
To a certain extent, yes.
Now, how would that associate with spirits?
That some spirits are people spirits that take on forms, and they are paying the price of their misdeeds, or they wish to continue helping people.
So it'd be almost another word for soul.
Correct.
So in essence, we're nature spirits.
Correct. But the Japanese term, which is actually more correct than most terms, for their spiritualism, is that everything has a spirit. This tree we are propped against, although it is not functioning, it still has a spirit. That fire has a spirit. The living tree, the water, the entities in the water, everything.
Us as a people have our place within that, but we've forgotten our place.
Correct.
And so what we're attempting to do now is reinstate that proper place in which the human race belongs.
Correct. there is a proper place with your natural technological developments, which aren't necessary. But there is a correct place for them too, in the balance of everything.
I see, so currently the balance, while not exactly off, isn't on either.
Correct. It is rocking badly.
Right. Now, it would be said then that that rocking badly is perfection.
No. Perfection is where there is no rocking in the balance of nature and technology. When both balance, then everything runs correctly. At the moment, it is not balancing, as it were.
Right. But the human race is such not only ignorant of these other spirits, but they're totally callous about their use of the earth.
Time will tell what happens. Whether or not your species is to go on in the form that it is, or a selected few will go on and keep your species going elsewhere.
Right.
That is not decided.
No. To reach that balance between technology and nature, it would be necessary then to continue that same pattern we were discussing last week with contacting nature spirits and working in unison with them.
Correct.
Now, by working in unison with them, we're able then to enlist possibly their aid in correcting those imbalances, or would it be that they would not bother until the rest of man's come around to right.
Elementals, although very distrustful of the human race as a whole, if individuals persist in trying to contact them and doing what the elementals wish, then they will be cooperated with those individuals.
I see. So, in other words, it's opening up those lines of communication.
Correct.
Okay. Now, early today, I was working on that same project down by the water.
Yes.
I'm trying to work with those nature spirits that dwell in that body of water, due to the fact that that's what I'm closest associated to. Mm-hmm. I could get a sort of almost laughter with a bit of curiousness involved.
It is laughter because they perceive you at present as the fool.
You have your right to.
Yes, you are a human after all.
Absolutely.
You were trying to catch lunch?
Dinner.
You laugh now?
Right.
You understand why they laugh.
Yeah. It was probably looking pretty funny to them.
Yes.
I don't blame them. Now, how do I get it to where they take us seriously? Well, that might be a bit tough.
Just broadcast friendship.
Alright. Now, what I did this evening, as per Kari's suggestion, was place the big energy crystal there, right over on the wood by us here.
Yes.
And invited those nature spirits who wished to come and join in what we're doing tonight.
Listen and learn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because although elementals may be extremely long in their existence,
right,
they too can still learn from things.
Really?
And by pulling them in to this circle, if you listen, and listen carefully,
mm-hmm,
open your mind,
they don't welcome you.
You get them all around you. Tonight you will be safe here.
Yes, I noticed Saturday we were up here in the daytime. Not myself and Mark, but myself and the class that I'm in. And we got scarfed by the bugs.
But yet there are no bugs.
We haven't been eaten once, and we're not very far from where we got scarfed on Saturday.
But listen, what do you hear? Tell me what you hear.
Wind.
Why is the wind blowing?
Greetings?
Close. Let me put it another way. How well is the wind blowing?
Kind of all around, but not right on us.
And? Fairly strong, correct?
Yeah.
So it makes it impossible for the bugs to fly and hover in the same area.
So that's part of the balance.
Yes, and part of the protection. Now it is your turn to do a favor in return to the elementals. When you leave this area, you pick up all of your trash. But leave a little gift for them. Maybe a little bit of food for the animals to feed on.
Okay.
But not your flowery yeast based substance.
You mean bread?
Correct, not bread.
We have some trail mix and nuts and raisins.
Yes. That would be useful.
Alright.
Put it in a little pile in an area away from everywhere else as a thank you for the creatures of the forest that have been forced to be away from this area.
Oh, I see.
By them being away from this area, it means that they cannot scavenge and search in the area that they would normally search in for their food.
Oh, so leaving them food will save them a bunch of trouble.
Correct, and it will be a thank you.
Ah.
The animals themselves will not understand, but the guardians of those animals, the elementals, and the spirits that travel around will understand.
I see, so we're working through their representatives, you can say.
Correct. Because they do not need food, but they are here to make sure that the animals do what they're supposed to do.
Okay. Now, I would assume then that the reason why all of a sudden I'm finding my studies directed towards elementals and nature spirits is that the timing has become correct with that.
Correct.
In that case, try to maintain then a constant communication.
When you have the opportunity to. You cannot constantly be open to elementals. When you're in your workplace, you cannot be open to elementals all the time.
Right.
Because you have your function to do. And elementals do understand. But elementals that inhabit an area for recreation and relaxation, for example, this area here,
right.
Although they do not understand that you are only here visiting for a few little bits of their time, they are always aware and able to communicate with other elementals. You may not be a stranger to them, because the elementals at your place of residence may have foretold that you would be coming here to them.
I see. So in other words, don't try to put limits upon those things which cannot be limited.
Correct. All around, there is no limit to what goes on around you. Correct. How many things can you see happening around you?
There's erosion. There's burning of wood. Things are growing, things are dying, things are living.
The water is lapping against the shores of
the lake here.
The wind is blowing. There are individual branches moving and rubbing. There is animals moving all around you. There is the air moving all around you.
True.
There is the rotation of your planet. There are people talking. There are people drinking. There are many things going on all around you.
Things are connected.
Correct.
So we are in our place.
Correct.
I see. Okay, so find the balance.
The balance to harmony.
So basically what we're trying to do is complete a circle.
No.
No?
You're trying to follow a path that is being laid out for you, that has set you on the road that you must follow for the rest of your life.
True.
A circle suggests repetition,
right.
Going nowhere.
Oh, but this is going somewhere.
Correct.
Okay. So now, sometimes when we hear things that sound very natural, it might not be so.
Correct.
Like those frogs in the background.
Correct.
It sounds like frogs having a great time. It could be also a way of greeting.
Yes, and it could also be a warning, telling the frogs to stay away from this area because there is fire and strange beings.
Ah, I see.
Also, it could be telling other animals that there is trouble.
Now, so in other words, whereby I see other animals as being separate from each other, except for their own kind, that isn't the case.
That is correct.
Each animal has communication with all other animals around.
In a very limited sort of way, in the way that it can read body language. The way that you can tell when somebody who speaks a strange language is angry. You do not know what they are saying.
Right.
And they may not raise their voice, but you can tell when they are angry.
Sure, because of the tone.
Correct.
And the emotions that are being given off.
Correct. When you learn the tone of the animals, the tone of the wind, the tone and rhythm of life, all life, then you are on the way to advancement of a higher level of existence.
I see. So it's school.
School is all around you.
This is the classroom.
Yes. No, this is not the classroom. Life is the classroom.
Ah, true.
Do you have any more questions?
Mm-mm.
Is there anyone else you wish to talk to?
Well, I'm going to go up and see my baby here in a little while.
Okay.
So I'll talk to her again in person. But that's pretty much it.
Okay.
It'll be a channel, get back and get to sleep.
Okay, have an enjoyable evening.
Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
I will, Cortana, and I think you've given me some good clues on where to go from here.
Yeah, where to go from here is up to you.
At least now I got a roadmap to follow.
Yes, a roadmap of many places. We shall discuss this
more maybe at the next session.
I agree. I'll have plenty of input by then.
Okay. Write down your notes and your thoughts. You also may be extremely surprised.
Okay. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Hello, what happened to your mattress?
There was a hole in it.
I didn't say big hole.
Well, that was a very interesting session.
Why, what did I miss?
There was a few good parts, but there was really great parts.
There were some good parts, and then there was a really great part. That sounds like usual.
And Earth's future.
Ah.
And at present, it has not been decided yet on whether Christ shall continue in its current form.
That's charming.
Or whether a few selected people will be chosen out to continue our form somewhere else.
That sounds quite ominous, actually. Russ? What's that? That moving object. Is that a plane? What did he do? Show off or something? Buzz by?
Yeah. Oh, Mom was... Mom and I were walking down to the hill, right?
Oh, Mom was mobile?
Yeah, we were down here. Down to this side, right? He looked at us and then he said, and there he was, too, man. His little spot going, wow! This little star moving at high speed.
Is he casual about it?
Oh yeah, entirely casual. Oh, this tall. Like, what? Where? Oh yeah. Wow. I'm all stuck. He's like, oh, just nothing to walk in the wood.
I think that's where your hole is, just keep it first.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. No, it happened in my tent.
Yeah. There it is.
What, son? Oh. Oh shit. That's a hole.
That's a big hole. Oh well. I suppose I should have bought some Jeff's waterproof tape.
Nothing.
Okay, so you and Cole have had a discussion.
Oh, major discussion.
He actually let me discuss. Instead of his dissertation.
Well, as I explained it to him, is that, you know, now I've got a, you know, an idea of where we're going to go with this. So, and basically, we'll just continue on, but now that we've got kind of a roadmap. What I'm working with now, nature spirits and everything, is probably one of the most key things that we can work on right now.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact that our regaining that balance could be the difference between us maintaining our status as a viable race.
I thought I'd lost my crystal.
You both there?
Right, we have one from my tent. The far sight one.
Hmm.
But my far sight crystal, I thought, shit, I lost it.
because it wasn't in my hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, reason, I go to the tape on. On the branch below. Nothing.